Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Schaefer Landit. Both Norwalk and Indianola boys soccer teams qualified for the 3A state quarterfinals that were played in Indianola just yesterday. Both games were heard live on 94.3 KNIA. Number 5 Norwalk took on number 4 Marion, and number 8 Indianola took on number 1 Xavier. Here are highlights from both of those broadcasts.
Tilkey in. Back to Tilkey. He gets a shot off, and a nice stop there. Oppel, and a great save from Robbins, and Norwalk clears it. Robbins, a nice dive, the first time he's left his feet today. And back out to the 25, it's still Marion's possession. Big boot there, nice defense from Scavo, who's got some space. Rinkenberger's there to meet him. Gets it through, just out of reach, and in!
And Ford scores!
Hudson Ford! Scavo went back for Ford, and a defender lost place. Hudson Ford, as time's winding down, the Warriors will celebrate as they head into the half with the lead, 1-0.
Warriors on the attack again.
Aang has it.
Find himself. He'll look to shoot.
Great shot into the back left corner of the goal. Tied in Aang over to Bloy. Picked
what
a corner.
A strike by the Norwalk senior there. From 30 yards out, blisters it into the top left corner.
Is that off his left foot? That was beautiful. Right off the left corner. Pick a corner, any corner, way out of reach of DeBloy. Puts the Warriors up 2-0. Tyden Aang, how about that?
Tyden Aang, have yourself a goal. Well done, sir.
Number 9 on the year.
And
here comes Scavo on the left side. The visitor's side.
He's looking to go on goal.
He's got two running with him. Over
to
Finn Ford for the goal. A nice pass there right at the end. Finn Ford puts it in the back to put the Warriors up 3.
Just when it looked like the Wolves maybe had a chance to score on the other end, the Warriors break. Pollen finding Scavo in behind, and Ford with the streaking run. Scavo splits the defenders with a pass, and Ford with a clinical finish in the back of the net. Well done. Warriors take a lead.
It's a through with
back heel.
Now Scavo turns around again.
Shot
on the goal into the right corner. Scavo puts a hammer down.
Scavo belts one into the top right corner. What a finish from the Warriors' leading scorer. 5-0 now for the Warriors. What an offensive display for this team, who has struggled to score throughout the year.
Looks like we'll play keep away to end this one. So the Norwalk Warriors will advance to the state semifinal on Wednesday at noon at Mediacom Stadium.
Final score, Norwalk 5, Marion 0.
Zell. Now Miller in midfield. Almost through.
That's
D'Amico. Him and
one
Kaufman.
On one.
One-on-one. Here he goes. Kaufman gets a hold of it. D'Amico's going to try again. Kaufman's up in the air, and he can't get around. What a job by Van Kaufman winning the one-on-one.
Wow. And just as we talk about Miller being solid in the back, he gives it away to D'Amico. D'Amico on goal, but Van Kaufman with a huge save with 12 minutes to go, keeping Indianola's hopes alive for a chance to advance to the semifinals of the 3A state tournament.
Chittenden gets past one, but has to head to the corner. In for
a nice ball.
A header.
In. And Martinez on the header. Right corner, what a ball in from Chittenden. And the Indianola crowd is ecstatic.
The Indians are back into this one with the header from Max Martinez. We were talking about, what happened to Max Martinez? That'll do it here in Indianola as the Indian season ends today. 2-1 Xavier. Xavier will advance to play number 5, Norwalk, on Wednesday at noon. Pre-game at 11:45 from Mediacom Stadium in Des Moines here on 94.3 KNIA in the semifinal. Indianola season ends today.
Final score, Xavier 2, Indianola 1. Indianola has been eliminated for the season, while Norwalk will take on Xavier tomorrow at the state semifinals at Mediacom Stadium in Des Moines. The game will begin at 12 p.m., but the pregame for the broadcast will be on 94.3 KNIA, and that will begin at 11:45 a.m., called by Schaefer Landit and Grant Fletcher. That's highlights from the state boys soccer 3A quarterfinals on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.